I'm Steve Potter, and this is Cityscape. Cinema St. Louis presents the 2012 St. Louis International Film Festival. It actually opens on the 8th of November and runs through the 18th, various times and various locations. We'll get into that later. Please welcome Cliff Frelick. He's the executive director of Cinema St. Louis, and filmmaker Frank Popper is also here. Gentlemen, we welcome you to the program.
Thanks, Steve.
Thank you, Steve.
Another exciting year. This is something we always look forward to, I'll tell you. I love it because there's too much to do. I mean that in a really good way.
Well, we try and present a challenge to our moviegoers. We want to offer such a huge bounty of films that they actually have to rack their brains to decide what it is they want to go see.
Well, there are full-length films, there are documentaries, there are shorts. How many altogether? Can you count them?
We have more than 400 films. I think it's actually closer to 420 this year. 110 narrative features, about 74 documentary features, and well in excess of 200 shorts.
And they're playing at six venues.
Actually, it's more than that, but we have six primary venues, yes.
Okay. Frank Popper, the last time I saw you, you were a guest on this program. How many years ago was it? People will remember your film. Can Mr. Smith I'm getting tongue-tied. Can Mr. Smith get to Washington anymore?
That's correct.
Right. And it told the story of congressional candidate Jeff Smith.
Right.
And it was a beautiful film.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that, Steve.
Of course, it didn't work out too well for him. That must be odd. You know, every time when he was going through his ordeal, every time I saw something on it in the media, I thought of you and your film. Was that odd for you? Because you must have bonded with him in some way and, you know, be so close to his story. And then for it to turn out the way it did, what was that like?
It was devastating, actually, when it happened. But, you know, over the course of time, the way that I look at it, Steve, Jeff has spent his entire life really working for the benefit of the public good. And he's still doing that. So he hit one big bump in the road. But he's still doing some really wonderful things out there. So I don't think that's ever going to change. There's a silver lining in it for you.
And a follow-up film, maybe?
You know, I get asked that question all the time, but I think This American Life did an amazing job on telling that story. It was broadcast like 3 or 4 months ago. And now I can say, just stream it. It's been told already.
All right. Well, where do we begin? Jeff Frelick, do you want to talk about some specific films?
Sure. Actually, a silver linings, we can start with the beginning, and it's a nice transition because we are opening the festival with the Silver Linings Playbook, which is probably one of the more prominent films that we're going to be featuring. It's with Robert De Niro, Bradley Cooper, Jennifer Lawrence, who's in a little film called The Hunger Games. It's getting
I've
a lot
of that, yeah.
Oscar buzz. It premiered in Toronto and won the audience award there. So that's our opening night film on November 8th, so that's a good place to begin. So we have any number of films of that kind, the high-profile studio Oscar bait films that are going to be talked about by critics and also during the awards season. So we have probably on the order of a half dozen, maybe even 8 to 10 of those films.
Now, there is no way that you've seen every film in this festival. That could not be possible.
That is correct. I concentrate my energies on our documentary programming and special events, and then my colleague Chris Clark does most of the narrative features, and then Brian Spath, who's our third person in the office, our operations supervisor, he handles our shorts. And then we have any number of people who help us sort of sort through the possibilities.
Mm-hmm. Frank, do you have a film in this year?
I've actually got a film, well, two films in, one that I produced completely called Where the Sky Meets the Trees. It's a short film that's showing with Innocente on the 11th, I believe. And then I edited a film called Refugees. It's an extended cut of one of three films that was shown this summer as part of the Homeland Immigration in America series produced by the Nine Network of Public Media, just across the alley over here.
Mm-hmm.
Cliff approached Jim Kircher and
we don't call that an alley, by the way.
That's right. It's going to be
the future home of the St. Louis Media Commons.
That's right. Actually, it was a parking lot. It's rarely that you get an opportunity to say yes in St. Louis. We are tearing down a parking lot to build something that people can come see. So. Cliff approached Jim Kircher, one of the directors of the film, the other being Anne-Marie Berger.
They're involved in Refugees. They are.
Yes. Uh-huh. They were actually the series producers on Homeland Immigration America. And one of the pieces was on refugees. And Cliff approached us, said, Do you have a director's cut, an earlier version that we could show this more? I think you used the word filmic.
Yes.
Yes, more filmic.
Is that a word?
It is now.
It is now. I use it. Cliff, I use it all the time now. Which is really more along the kind of thing that I like to do. What it became when it was broadcast was more of a public affairs show. But now it's more like what I call an observational documentary. You know, life unfolding in real time in front of the camera. I stripped out all the narration. There's no policy experts in it. It's the story of four refugees who've landed in St. Louis and are struggling with the scars of their past and trying to survive in a country where they don't speak English. And they have a very short period of time, like 8 months, in which to be self-supporting completely.
Hmm. Wow.
That film is actually part of our Human Rights Sidebar, which takes place on our second weekend, the 16th through the 18th, and that's at Washington University. Every single one of them, there are 11 documentaries. All but one of them has either filmmakers or subjects of the documentary associated with them. It's all free. Those are all free screenings. So we strongly encourage people to look at our lineup and pay particular attention to those.
Well, Cliff, you say that you kind of sort of specialize in the documentaries. What's another one of your favorites?
We have a number of films this year that are funny. Funny documentaries, which is not something people typically associate with documentary form. They think of it as educational. It's going to be depressing. Beauty is Embarrassing is absolutely a scream. It's about the artist Wayne White, who was one of the co-creators of Pee Wee's Playhouse. And he is sort of now carved out a name for himself in the fine art world. He takes existing sophisticated paintings and then creates new paintings from them with these various very funny phrases. And he is just such a delight. He's going to be here. Wayne White will be here. And then there's another film called Her Master's Voice, which is about a ventriloquist. Normally I would think, oh God, that dreadful ventriloquism. Really, really funny and also strangely moving film. So we have a couple of really delightful, funny documentaries.
I'm glad you mentioned that some of the filmmakers are going to be here, because in addition to all the different kinds of films you have, there will be appearances and workshops and a whole host of things. You said, talk about some of the special events.
Sure. We have, I should mention that on our first weekend, we have another free weekend of programming for family, the Children's Film Showcase. That's also at Washington U. We have a couple of film workshops, one with Carol Littleton and John Bailey. Carol is a great editor and John Bailey is a world-class cinematographer. That'll be free on our first weekend at Webster University. And then we also have documentarian Scott Hamilton Kennedy, who's an Oscar nominee for The Garden, and his new film is going to be playing here, Fame High. He'll be doing a workshop in documentary. Those are all free and open to the public. You just have to sign up through a competitor, sort of a quasi-competitor, Community Radio, KDHX. We're all in this together.
Well, they're going to be just down the street here.
They
too.
Will indeed. Yeah. Uh-huh. So we have lots of things of that nature. We have Jennifer Lynch, daughter of David, but a director in her own right. She's hoping to do a project here in St. Louis called A Fall from Grace. We're going to be doing a program centered around that film and show a couple of shorts, and then also have a conversation with her as part of a filmmaking workshop that we're doing with four different people during the course of the first weekend on Saturday at the Regional Arts Commission. Again, all free.
Frank Popper, tell me about your other film, Where the Sky Meets the Trees. What's that?
I had a wonderful opportunity to tell a story that's really an experiment that is put on by the Pulitzer Foundation for the Arts, mm-hmm. across the alley.
don't go there.
Okay, no. Okay. The Pulitzer is a... It's a wonderful space for art, but they see themselves as being a laboratory for experimentation, and they've done something called a staging project. I believe you've had some of the folks from the Pulitzer over here, Lisa mm-hmm. Harper Chang, uh-huh. probably Matthias Wacek is also a former director.
Knew him very well, yeah.
And the two of them came up with an experiment that they wanted to try. It's basically, Lisa has a passion working from former prisoners from her past professional life. And out of that came the staging project, and it's really the merging of social work and art. And so the staging project is really one in which they've done this two successive projects now, one in 2009 with staging Old Masters, and the most current one, which was staging Reflections of the Buddha, which was last winter. brought in the world of former prisoners and homeless vets into the world of art and theater and Buddhism. And these are folks who are living on the edge. I mean, they're on the fringes of our society. A lot of them are forced to survive on the street. They're dealing with drugs, some cases guns. And it's like, what happens when you bring these two worlds together? And this film is about 17 of these folks who were kind of turned into actors. They learned acting through Agnes Wilcox at Prison Performing Arts, who was involved in the project. And they learned about art, and they learned about Buddhism. And some interesting things happened to three of those people. And that's what the film is about, those three people.
Cliff, maybe why don't you give me one example of a feature film that caught your attention?
Well, I'm not as familiar with the narrative features because I simply don't get an opportunity to see them. So I'm going to have a hard time bringing one up that I've seen, but I know any number that are going to be quite compelling. I'll mention a film that relates called Caesar Must Die, which is a film by the Taviani brothers, the great Italian directors, that actually does a theatrical piece, Julius Caesar by Shakespeare, in an Italian prison. So it's a quasi-fictional piece, but it's also got documentary elements in it.
Well, you know, I recommend people go to your website. If you go to stlpublicradio.org, to the Cityscape page, we'll have linked your website, because if you'll see, I had it printed out. It's the size of a book.
Yes, it is. 112 pages.
So, I mean, and it's very helpful because it gives a little synopsis of, like, all the films, and you can kind of look, see what interests you. A couple that jumped out at me. And one, only because I saw a most interesting piece on television just the other day about this. Paul Williams, Still Alive.
Yeah.
The songwriter and singer, Paul Williams, from when would that have been, 70s maybe?
That was his heyday.
Yeah. And he's still alive. It's funny because most people think he's dead, which he admits himself. And so there's a film about that. A couple of St. Louis connections, two that I noticed, there's probably more. One, there's a piece on Josephine Baker.
We're doing a double bill, actually, a new documentary called The Other Josephine with the French filmmaker, and also a silent film with her with live musical accompaniment by the Poor People of Paris.
The Other Josephine.
Other Josephine. It shows not just her artistic side, but also all the social work. She was a passionate supporter of civil rights. She has this huge adoptive family. In fact, one of her adoptive sons is both the narrator, sort of quasi-guide through it, and a co-writer on the film.
Another one, Joplin, Missouri, A Tornado Story.
We actually have three Joplin-related documentaries. Mm. Joplin, Mo, A Tornado Story is by Chip Cabrera, but we also have Deadline and Disaster in Heartland, which is a double bill. And we'll have all the filmmakers in attendance for those. Really moving documentaries. Deadline and Disaster focuses on the Joplin Globe and the newspaper's work to maintain community throughout that.
Uh-huh. Well, Frank, as a filmmaker, you must spend a lot of times at film festivals, either with films in there or probably just going to enjoy them. So I imagine you've been able to see quite a few across the country. I'm just wondering what your impressions are of ours.
I think this film festival is an amazing film festival. I love it. I mean, the thing is, I have to spend a lot of money if I'm going to go to a film festival somewhere else. And by the time I've got there, I don't have a lot left over to watch movies. So the fact that I can just, you know, walk down the street practically and see so many films. I mean, I like you, I downloaded the catalog. And I was telling Cliff this morning, I'm so glad that you gave me this program because it's a monster when you print it. But, I mean, it's available in the Riverfront Times. Is that correct?
Yeah, every issue of the Riverfront Times this week will have a copy.
And you can mark through it and pick your films, and I've got a bunch that I'm really interested in seeing.
Cinema St. Louis presents the 2012 St. Louis International Film Festival, November 8th through 18th. The main venues are the Tivoli, Plaza Frontenac, Webster University, WashU, High Point Theater, and that new Wildy Theater over in Edwardsville, Illinois, plus a lot of smaller venues. And for a complete list of the movies and all the other related events, you really need to check out the program either in the Riverfront Times or go online and find it. It's something we look forward to every year at the St. Louis International Film Festival. Cliff Freilich is the executive director and filmmaker. Frank Popper is here. Two films he has, Where the Sky Meets the Trees and Refugees.
Correct.
Correct. Thank you, gentlemen, both for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you, Steve.